of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The two books of the Maccabees contain some of the most fascinating reading in all of the Old Testament. Together with five other Old Testament books, the Maccabees form what are known as the Deuterocanonical books, those written originally in Greek rather than Hebrew. The books of the Maccabees give quite vivid descriptions of the conquering of Jerusalem by the Greek emperor Antiochus in the 2nd century BC, and of the subsequent revolt by the Jews under Judas Maccabeus. The second book of Maccabees delves more into particular stories during this time of persecution, and one of these we heard in our first reading today. For centuries, the people of Israel had relied on God, trusted him, believed that he would always provide for them and save them from their enemies. However, the one enemy over which they had no power was death. From the beginning, the Lord had said, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." When speaking about death, most of the earlier Old Testament books speak simply of things like going to rest with their fathers, or going down into Sheol, the realm of the dead. As time passed, Israel came to the realization that death was their most powerful and inevitable enemy. And it was ultimately this enemy from which the Lord desired to save them. So in this writing, about 150 years before Christ, we come to an explicit profession of faith in the resurrection of the body. The account that we have in our first reading is heavily edited, but the full passage describes a mother and her seven sons being threatened by Antiochus with death if they do not eat pork. Starting with the eldest brother, the mother looks on as the pagans maim and torture and execute her sons one by one. As each brother goes to his death, he proclaims his firm belief that God will not only save him, but will raise up in glory the body that is now going through such torments. As Catholics, we firmly believe in this resurrection of the body. This teaching is something I think we can tend to pass over as little more than a spiritual reality. Of course, we believe that if we die in the grace of God, we'll be one with him in heaven. Our souls are immortal. They cannot be destroyed or killed. At death, we are not annihilated, and we are not turned into angels. At death, we remain human, living in communion with God, and waiting for that last day when Christ will come again and reunite our souls with our bodies. When we profess our faith in the resurrection, we mean what we say, that God will raise our physical bodies on the last day to be like Christ's in glory. St. Paul makes this clear in his first letter to the Corinthians. He says, "If there is no resurrection from the dead, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins." Faith in the bodily resurrection of Jesus means that we too will share his resurrection when he comes again. At our baptism, of course, each of us becomes a member of Christ's body, and therefore, each of us is called to share every aspect of his life and death and resurrection. Because Christ, the head of the human race, died and rose again, we too must die and rise again. And our resurrection will happen no matter what choices we make in life, whether we choose to follow Christ and grow in his grace, or whether we choose to reject him. The Lord himself says in John's Gospel, "The hour is coming when all who were in the tombs will hear my voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." Depending on how we've lived, our resurrected bodies will either shine forth with the love of God or lay bare the ugliness of our unrepented sins. Here at the Holy Mass, we receive food that prepares us for this glorious resurrection. Our Lord promises us, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." St. Thomas Aquinas described the Holy Eucharist as the medicine of immortality. Just think, if we could advertise up and down the highway that we had an endless supply of a cure for cancer, we'd have people streaming into the church from all over the world. But instead, what we have is something infinitely greater than a cure for cancer. We have the medicine of immortality, the food that prepares us to be raised to glory with Christ on the last day. Let us never forget that. The Lord of life is here. He remains here. He waits for us here day and night in the tabernacle, over in the Adoration Chapel, waiting to come and give us his life. Let us never take that for granted, so that we too might be found worthy to appear before him, body and soul, in his kingdom, where he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.